What's up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host.
Me.
That's Chris, of course. And on the line, we also have my buddy from San Juan, Puerto Rico, Angel Cordero, who's going to be talking to us about what's going on down in the island. Angel, how are you, brother, first of all?
I'm doing very good, man. Thank you guys for having me here.
First, before we get into it, how's the school going?
The school is going amazing, man. It's been a year and a couple months in. We're nearing 60 students, and we already have 3 national champions, so I'm very happy with everything that's going on. I'm currently training for my purple belt. I'm the lowest ranking BJJ instructor in our system, but you're
getting there. I see you working hard, bro. I see you teaching. I see all the pictures, you know. I see that you're on that quest for that purple.
Yep.
That's very awesome.
I'm on the quest for a better life, and as I say every day, jiu-jitsu continues to save me. So I invite everyone listening that hasn't tried jiu-jitsu yet to give it a try.
Well, why don't you go ahead and plug in your school and let people know, because I have some friends down there that listen. Let them know where you're at.
You can find us on Facebook, Carolina Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Just slap it with a like and hit me up. Just write me a message, and I'll take care of you. We are in the town of Carolina, 4 minutes from the airport, and it's a rather comfortable place. You're more than welcome to come join in.
That is awesome. Listen, the news are just flooded with what's going on down in the island. Can you explain to the people that listen to our show what is it that is going on down there?
Well, basically, the glass is full. People have had enough, and this is not something that started when this governor stepped in. This has been going on for ages, and Puerto Rico is not the only country in the world that's suffering from corruption. It's a worldwide problem, but mind you, Puerto Rico, it's a very small island, 100 miles by 35, and only a bit less than 4 million people living here. It's really taking a toll on people, the way that governments have taken advantage of our situation and our resources. This present governor, Ricardo Rosselló, is the son of former governor Pedro Rosselló, who was the governor in the island for the most part of the 90s. And it's recognized as the most corrupt administration in the history of the country. 20-some years later, we're seeing the same patterns where the people in charge are simply spreading the wealth among their own friends and their contributors. And if you're reading the news and you think that the people rising up here has anything to do with the chat leak, you're mistaken. That was just the last drop. That's just evidence of how much they despise the public and the people and how corrupt they are. And this is only the beginning. It's only the beginning of the uprising. It's only the beginning of the pressure that the people are going to put on him. And it's only the beginning of the findings. We're going to find a lot more. A lot of people are going to go to jail, as it happened with his father's administration. A lot of people went to jail. They took down the AIDS Institute. It was a big company working for people with AIDS, with all kinds of monies from everywhere, and they took it down because they stole every last penny. It's not the first time that we have the same situation in the education department. His father's education secretary went to jail because of the same thing, and we're seeing the same thing with the last education secretary who's now been taken to trial. The situation is even worse because of everything that happened after Hurricane Maria. And Maria really, really brought us down to our knees. And the fact that they took a lot of the relief money and they started deviating that money towards their own interest, they found millions of bottles of water tucked away, water that was needed in the country. The people had no water to drink. People had no water to cook. People had no groceries. We really had a rough time after Maria here. And these people have a lot of goods tucked away just to bring it out at a certain point where they look like big heroes. So don't, if whatever you read in the news, it's just minimal. The situation is a lot worse. And people like me who decided to stay here and who will never move from here and that are willing to work and build this place back up, we are fed up. We really are.
So before this thing with the chat came out, was there something going on where the people were starting to, you know, rise up and speak out their mind saying, hey, this is not going, how is it supposed to go?
The thing is that Puerto Rico is highly politicized. I mean, the two major political parties have most of the attention, and people are fanatics. Most Puerto Ricans are political fanatics. Either they are from the Red Party, which pushes for the present status, which is a Commonwealth, or you are the Blue Party, who's the governor's party, who's pushing for statehood. And they are all responsible for what's happening. They've been batting the ball back and forth between the two governments, and it's nothing changes. So, but when you talk to the people stick to the guns, and they don't matter what the governor says or does, his followers are going to stick to him. Now, what you're seeing is that a lot of people that voted for him are turning against him, and that's a rare sight to be seen here. And that's what I think that it's going to ultimately take him out of chair, because his own people are turning against him. His own party is turning against him.
So basically what you're seeing is it's not color anymore. It's just people are coming together. They're not.
Well, people are coming together in a way that only Hurricane Maria brought us together. It took something like Maria to bring people in Puerto Rico together, because politics in Puerto Rico have divided people horribly since I'm 45, and ever since I can remember, the division in between the people here with politics, it's incredible. They only come together when Puerto Rico is playing in the Olympics, for example, or something like that. But Maria really brought the people together. People were walking out of their homes, hugging their neighbors, probably a neighbor that they had never talked to before. And this situation now collectively has brought people together. And I really hope that he quits, that he steps down and he does it quick, because I fear that the more the people rise up, the more the government is going to use the police against them. And, you know, it's going to be unavoidable that somebody's going to get hurt.
So are the police trying to calm the people down, or are they inciting violence as well?
Well, if you read the news, you're going to see that protesters are made out to be, of course, there are always a few kids that take it too far.
Right.
But I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it happen where the people within the police are inciting the riots. And, but I, just before I called you guys, I was reading this that I couldn't finish reading. One of the organizations that protects and one of the unions for the cops here just put out an open letter to the governor asking him to resign. So the thing is that cops here cannot, police here cannot riot. They cannot protest. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of them don't really want to stand against the protesters. They would rather stand with them, but.
But they will lose their jobs.
Yeah, they would even go to jail, I think. But I think that it's one of those times where you have to make a decision and say, do we stand or not? If I was a policeman, I would stand with the protesters and I would call all of my colleagues and say, no, we have to stand on this side of the line. And if all the police does it, who's going to take them to jail?
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
They would have to let it slide. They would have. I was a few weeks ago. I had my granddaughters visiting here, and I took them to one of the national parks, one of the forts in Old San Juan. Mm-hmm. And I was reading this really interesting story. I was looking at this canyon, and they had this story written on it that said that at one point, all of the soldiers working in that fort rebelled against the administration, and they turned all the cannons towards the city because they were not getting paid. The conditions were horrible for them, and they rebelled, and they turned all the cannons towards the city. And I think that needs to happen now, and I'm not saying that we should use violence. I think that we should impact the interests around the governor. For example, a lot of his friends, and I'm doing air quotes here, mm-hmm. are known by everybody. The owners of the biggest shopping mall in all of Caribbean, it's a known donor for that party.
Is that the deal with the contracts?
I'm sorry?
Is that the deal that we're talking about, how they get all the contracts?
No, the deal with the contracts, let me tell you one thing. I know for a fact that the government here, they're supposed to take the lowest bid on anything, make it construction or publicity, whatever. They will never go to the lowest bidder. They will go to their friends. And I know for a fact, I run my own marketing agency. I've bid in certain projects, and I know for a fact that I was either the lowest bidder or one of them. And the one that got the project quoted at least $2 million over what I quoted.
Wow.
And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one. And I'm not the only one. One of the guys on that chat, it's the guy that runs the publicity agency that services the government. Mm-hmm. They gave him a $30 million contract for running social media and making stupid memes. You know what I'm saying? That could have been done by any agency for $1,000 a month. And,
wow.
This is what we're living. Meanwhile, the schools have no books. Teachers have a horrible pay. Cops too. And cops have no patrol cars. They have no good, technology to work. You know what I'm saying? But you're giving your friends a publicity agency a contract for $30 million.
So I was,
let's not even mention advisors and stuff like that. A lot of these advisors make over $230,000 a year. I mean, if you need that many advisors for that price, you shouldn't even be governor.
No, definitely not. I was reading that the person that was in charge of the education system. I think her last name is Keller from Pennsylvania.
Kelleher.
Okay. So she got arrested because she siphoned, I guess it was in the billions, not millions, billions. Is that right?
Yep.
So they closed.
She's going, she just pleaded not guilty. My guess, but she was bailed out. At first, she was bailed out with her signature.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience, when the federal government lets you out on bail with only your signature, especially if you're a multimillionaire and you're a risk escape risk, it means that you're getting immunity. So what I'm waiting for is that woman comes out to testify against a lot of people. So let's just see what happens. But the situation is frustrating because people are rising up in a way that they've never done before. Everybody's asking for him to step down, and he doesn't want. If you look at his social media, he's going about his day like he was the greatest government official in the world, and he's always posting stuff about how much work he's doing and how great everything's going to be. I think he's in denial, and I think I fear that somebody's going to have to die here before anything changes, and that's what I fear.
Well, isn't he right now under federal protection? Because I guess he claimed that his life was threatened.
Well, that's one of the. Every governor, of course, enjoys of security, enjoys a security detail.
Right.
The reason why he doesn't want to step down is because if he doesn't complete his 4 years in charge, he will lose all of that. If he doesn't quit. If he finishes his 4 years and he doesn't run again, he's gonna get a security detail for life, and he's gonna get a pension. But if he quits, he's not gonna get a pension, and he's not gonna get a lifelong security detail. That's why he's trying to hold on. He knows that he's done as a governor. You know he's done. But if he steps down now, if he quits. He loses every benefit. So he's trying to hold on for dear life, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And I see people from around the world. I just saw this guy, talk show host from, I don't know, I think it's Argentina, trying to explain the situation and trying to justify this asshole. And it's ridiculous to me, and it's infuriating because if you're not living here, if you've never been here, you haven't suffered what we've suffered here, you shouldn't even talk, you know,
That's exactly why I wanted to speak to somebody from the island. I mean, I got friends here that lived in the island, but they're not currently there. So what I would be getting from them is basically their opinion on what's going on. And I wanted to get what's really going on, because I know that you have your marketing, you know, business. You got your jiu-jitsu school. So, you know, you're in tune with the community, you know.
Yeah.
So you're more aware of what's going on.
Yeah. And I have my customers both in the marketing agency as in the jiu-jitsu school are from all walks of life. I got customers that have a lot of money, and I got really poor people. I actually have a lot of customers that I have to give them scholarships to train because they don't have money to pay. And so I get all the spectrum. I get all the opinions from every side, and people are together. I'm telling you, people are together. There are still a few that are so blind and so stupid that are still defending him, but those are a few a dime. And the list is getting shorter by the minute.
What do you think it's going to take for him to resign?
I like I said, I think that violence is going to erupt at one point if he doesn't step down, and it's going to take somebody to get hurt for somebody to come in. I think the federal government has all the tools and the jurisdiction to step in and just end this, but I don't know. I mean, they would even. One of the big problems is Puerto Rico is $77 billion dollars in debt because every government has ransacked our funds,
right?
With the same corruption scheme, and now we're $77 billion in debt, and the government doesn't want to accept an audit. Everybody's asking for the debt to be audited. They are not going for it because they know that if it's audited, we're going to find all the bones in the closet.
Right. I saw that a federal oversight committee was supposed to be looking at rearranging the debt, but I guess that's not going very well because they didn't want to allow them.
No, it's not, because the oversight committee is costing us more than what it's basically costing us as much as they're stealing. So you understand what I'm saying?
It's a catch 22, yeah.
It's a stupid premise. It's a stupid premise from the get-go.
Okay.
The federal government should have stepped in. They should have opened all the books, audited the debt, and take everybody to jail. Because I'm telling you that from all the parties that have been in charge in the last 30 years, everybody's responsible. My mother, rest in peace, once told me, nobody goes bankrupt with other people's money. And that's the problem here. They are going to town with their money, man, and retirees are losing their pensions. People are the wages here suck. Teachers, cops, doctors, the people that the forensics, it's horrible, man. They still have dead bodies at forensics from Maria because they don't have enough personnel.
Wow.
Go figure.
Well, they're siphoning all that money out, so yeah, they can't hire more people.
But they give their marketing company $30 million.
Yeah, for a job that you say it can't be done for $1,000 a month.
For memes and for trolling. Because one of the things that come up a lot in that chat, the leak chat, is that they create trolls, and the governor makes fun of the fact that they swindled their own people. They say in Spanish, cogemos de pendejo hasta los nuestros. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In Bolivia, they would have killed them already.
So how?
In El Salvador or in Bolivia, in countries like that, they would have kidnapped them already and they would have burnt them after stoning him.
Well, maybe that's why he doesn't want to lose his security detail.
And I'm not talking about the good side of stoning, and I'm talking about real stones. So it is what it is, man. And we're fighting the fight.
Now I saw who was it? What's his name? Daddy Yankee. He was talking about how 400 schools were closed, and basically the education system is shit.
It is. And well, that's what I'm saying. You got $30 million for your pal to run a stupid marketing campaign for you, but you got no money for books. You got no money for the teachers. You got no money for retirement. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
Are the protests still going on right now?
There are a few protests coming up. The truck drivers are gonna paralyze the country at one point. There's gonna be a big protest on Monday, which they're gonna take the whole Las Americas highway.
Oh,
and,
wow!
You can expect a big clusterfuck, you know. And I'll keep you guys posted. I'll try to get as many videos and stuff like that and share it with you guys.
For sure.
So supposedly, I was just reading here on SF Gate. They were talking about today. They're supposed to be planned for this afternoon. They're going to be taking over. Jet ski riders, kayakers, and other water vehicle owners are planning to gather in San Juan Harbor. Their horse aficionados are planning to ride through Old San Juan. And unionized workers are organizing a march to, I'm not even going to attempt to butcher the hell out of that name, but someplace by the nearby waterfront. So obviously they're doing it today, and it's probably looks like it's going to be going on through the weekend. And then a larger one is looking at for Monday. So it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger until, you know, like you said, something happens.
Yeah. My concern is, you know, I mean, fuck him. Whatever happens to him, happens to him. He had it coming, but other people.
Yeah.
You know, that's the main concern.
Yeah, because it's not going to be one
death. Let me tell you one thing, and I don't know if you guys know this. This governor, 20-some years ago, was in a car accident.
Oh, he killed somebody, yeah.
Where two people died.
Yeah.
A lady lawyer and her 11-year-old son.
I read that,
supposedly,
too.
Supposedly, he was driving. He was 16, and he was drunk. his 18-year-old friend took the rap. They took him to court. And the governor, his father, had the trial postponed because it was going to hurt their chances in an upcoming election in a plebiscite. That's one. Then he got on a four-track, and he, at night, messed up turtle nests that are protected. That was covered up, too.
Wow.
Fast forward 20 years later, look at what we're dealing with.
Like father, like son, huh?
Yep.
That is
amazing. It is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is. So whoever is listening to this, if you are Puerto Rican, if you are a Boricua by heart, I don't care if you live here or not, if you have supported these people in the past and you are not asking for this guy to step down now, you are an accomplice. If you're listening to me, if you are not actively, especially the ones that have supported this party, if you are not actively asking for him to step down publicly, you are an accomplice. People like you put him there. People like you let them take the advantage of us. And now it's your chance to say, I messed up. I trusted you and you betrayed me. Step down. I want to see all the people that have voted for this party classically rising up against them, because you are responsible for what we're going through right now. Okay.
What type of influence do you think that guys like Ricky Martin, Bad Bunny, and Residente have on the people as far as, you know, making them see it how it is instead of, you know, yo, what's going on?
Sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm just going through and reading more news.
How about you shut it off?
Yeah. There
you go. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sorry, I'm trying to read more news. Sorry.
You fucked up my question.
I know. Motherfucker. It just came across that the police station was broken into.
That's fake news.
What do you mean it's fake
news? It's fake news.
50 firearms, 4,000 bullets?
Yeah, that's fake news.
Oh, okay.
How are they? Yeah, I saw that. That's a different story.
Okay.
But anyway, what type of influence do you think like guys like Ricky Martin, you know, Bad Bunny and Residente have on the people as far as turning them to see the light and turning them against, you know, Ricky Rosselló?
I can't gauge what kind of influence they would have. And I got different opinions on each one of them. For example, Ricky Martin is an artist that Puerto Ricans in whole love.
Yeah.
But he, of course, he lives the life he has cut out for himself. He's super rich. He's super famous. And I'm pretty sure he will never suffer what we suffered here, especially after Maria. But, and I don't doubt that he takes it to heart and it hurts in his heart, the condition the country is in. But then you listen to people like Bad Bunny, whose material hurts the country as much as the political situation. Mm-hmm. If you listen to his material, whether you like it or not, it's horrible to me, it's incredible that material like this is being published and that families are allowing their kids
to listen to
consume it.
Okay.
Okay. And then this guy who doesn't represent me or my culture, and I'm talking about Bad Bunny, he doesn't represent me or my culture. It's taken by people like Jimmy Fallon as an example of what Puerto Rico is. And it pisses me off. The market that they talk to, it's not a very intelligent one. But the truth is that it's a lot of people. So I want to think that they have a pull on a lot of people and that they can sway that. I know that if elections were tomorrow, this guy probably wouldn't even get 100 votes. But the truth is that at one point in history, keeping Calle 13 aside, who's been at war with that party for the last two go with three administrations. The truth is that they all at one point have served them. And if they haven't, they have hurt the country in some other way, because they have participated in other conducts that will hurt the country as a society. And I won't stand behind any of them anyway. Even if we're up against the same enemy.
I don't listen to their music. The only reason why I brought it up is because I'm looking on social media and I see those guys out there. I mean, of course I listen to Ricky Martin, you know, since I was a kid. And, you know, everybody loves Ricky Martin, but, you know, as far as Bad Bunny and the other guys, I really don't know any other music. But there seem to be on the news or in social media speaking about what's going on.
Well, they do have a lot of kids behind them, and that should be good for the cause at one point. That I don't applaud their material or what they contribute to my society, that's another thing. But I'm pretty sure that, I mean, they have followers up the wazoo, so they do polarize a lot of people. So it is what it is.
If Rosselló resigns, who would step in as the governor?
Well, by defect, it would be the state secretary, which is Wanda Vasquez. But I don't know if they would have a special election or I really don't know how that would be handled, because it's never happened, of course.
Is Velasquez part of the party, or is he in a different party?
Yeah, of course. All his cabinet is part of his party. That's the thing, that you step up. You occupy that chair and you bring all your buddies with you.
So it can kind of be the same thing then.
Yeah. Now the state, the Senate and the Chamber of Representatives, instead of sitting down and start taking the necessary steps to resign this governor, they all went on vacations. They know, well, we're going to give them 10 days.
10 days for what?
They should be sitting down. They should be sitting down and writing the impeachment already. But they won't. Because I'm pretty sure that he's got a lot of dirt on a lot of people there, as much as other people have dirt on him. But if one gets caught, everybody gets caught. So they're all going to cover each other's ass.
So the feds came in and arrested a few people. Is there enough evidence against Ricky Rosselló for him to be indicted as well?
I want to think so. It happened with his father's administration. One senator, Freddy Valentin, this guy fell on his ass saying he was innocent until everything was proven. And then when everything was proven, he ratted on everybody.
So
he got a lot of people in jail.
He tried to cut a deal.
I'm pretty sure he did, but he ratted on everybody.
So,
and he got the Secretary of Education, and he got a lot of other people in jail.
Now, how did this chat leak? It had to be somebody from the inside.
I'm not sure who leaked it. The IRS secretary, the local IRS secretary, was fired a few months ago, and he came out, called out the governor, and said there were selling influences and stuff like that. And his son then came out saying that he had a lot of information on the governor and talked about texts and stuff like that. It might have been them. At this point, I haven't read enough. Because to tell you the truth, it's so embarrassing to me that I haven't even read the chat. I've just read like two or three pages, and I can't stomach sitting down and reading it, because it's so, for people like me, nothing's going to change. I'm going to have to go out and work my ass off so hard every day to make it it's so frustrating and embarrassing that I try not to contaminate my everyday with news or anything, because I've been suffering this my whole adult life, and And I'm pretty sure we're going to know exactly who leaked the pages, and there should be a lot more coming. This is just the beginning.
I'm really curious, because if all his people, well, I don't want to say all his people, but, you know, some of his major players in his cabinet are being arrested, he had to have knowledge of all this. I mean, he's no saint, obviously. His history.
That was the thing with his father, was that no one, a lot of people in his administration went to jail, but nobody could link that up to him. The governor, and he would always say, "Well, I didn't know nothing.
Of course.
I didn't know nothing." Right. I think that's going to be different now, because the biggest difference between his father and his administration now is technology. And now, for proof, you got the chat. So technology is doing him in.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that videos and audios are going to pop up, and it's going to be really hard to refute. It's going to be really hard to deny. So I'm just waiting for that. I'm wholeheartedly waiting for that time.
I think you and pretty much everybody else is protesting. I mean, the news out here was saying that there was 75,000 people out there protesting, but there was a guy from Puerto Rico that took a schematic picture of all the people that were there, and he said that there was over 500,000 people. Is that right?
I would say conservatively, at least 300.
At least 300. So, yeah, the news here was reporting 75, and I'm like, man, that looks like more than 75, because I'm looking at aerial footage of the
protest. 75. You can fit 75 in the Irán Bithorn Stadium.
Yeah.
And there were a lot more. You would have needed 100 stadiums for that.
Man.
I mean, we're talking about the whole old San Juan and then out almost to Condado.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And the next one is going to be even bigger.
Wow. Well, I don't want to take.
So it is what it is. I'll keep you guys posted as much as I can. I'm gonna try to get videos and stuff like that for you guys to share on your podcast.
All right, very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And before
thank you for putting this out.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. And go ahead and before we go, go ahead and plug your school and your media marketing firm.
Well, Carolina Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and self-defense for kids and adults, weight management, and I'm a testament to that. I've lost 170 pounds. I used to weigh 400 pounds.
I know, you're living proof.
Just get in gear, man. Come try it, a free class, and the marketing company is called Studio Mediatic. I'm the best in town when it comes to social media, especially for food products and restaurants. If you need my help, I'm right here. You can add me up on Facebook, Angel R. Cordero, or on Instagram, AR Cordero.
Awesome. Thank you so much, brother. I will talk to you soon.
All right, man. Hopefully.
All right. Take care, brother. There you have it. All right, hold on. Do I have somebody else trying to get in? Let me see. I got quite a few messages. Hold on.
Oh shit.
Let me see. Let me see who's
we might have hit something today.
Yeah, let's see. What is this? Oh, René Bonilla. I haven't talked to him in forever. Let me see. He said, I can, but I'm not in the island. Mm. But he's Navy, you know, he's, let's get his opinion. Give us a call. I'm gonna tell him to give us a call. Cause then you'll get the opinion of somebody who's out here. He might be back there now. No, he said he's not in the island. Give us a call. Give us a call. 904. Sorry, guys. We're trying to set up another kind of interview here with what's going on in my island, our island of Puerto Rico. So there you have it. Over 300,000 people in a protest.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people, bro.
It's a lot of mad people.
Yeah. Well, you heard it. Oh, and another thing I forgot to bring up was I was reading something that said that the governor's wife was part of keeping stuff that was coming into the island. So they could, he mentioned, you know, that they were holding on to it and then coming out saying, oh, we got this for you. So I read that she was part of that withholding of goods. So she's just as fucking guilty.
Well, remember I told you a while back whenever they found that hanger that was, you know.
That's right. You mentioned that.
Yeah, they found that hanger that was full of all the supplies that had been sent for Maria. That it was some old abandoned hangar that was kind of off, you know.
I think if this dude doesn't resign, I think he's going to die. Because the police cannot stop 300,000 people pushing forward into the governor's mansion.
No. No. The problem is it's going to – it's one of those things where, you know, put up, shut up. Everybody talks about, you know.
Well, my thing is
– stand up to your government. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. I mean, this you may see it in action.
Yeah. You may
see it in action, and the problem is you're going to see, you know, the sacrifice that it takes to do it, because it's going to get ugly. It's not going to be one person, you know. It's not just going to be one person that dies, you know. It'll be a lot.
Well, that's the thing. That's my concern, you know. Unless the cops completely step aside and say, you know what, this is my island too. There are some protesters that if they push forward into the mansion, that probably will die.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more of those people protesting than any cops.
Yeah.
And if the cops feel the heat, they might just say, you know what? It's not even fucking worth it.
Yeah.
He's stealing our money too.
Because, I mean, you got to remember, it's a small island.
Yeah. 4 million people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have 300,000. That's almost 10% of the island.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. You're going to, if you're a cop there, you're going to be there.
And if what he's saying is true, that, you know, on Monday is going to be bigger.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. Yeah. I was looking at the news and they were saying 75,000 people showed up to protest. And I'm like, nah, motherfucker, that looks like more than 75,000. I mean, I'm looking at people taking pictures within the crowd, and it's like never ending.
Yeah.
And then there's aerial footage, and you're like, holy shit.
The streets are just packed full.
Yeah. I mean, it is unbelievable. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, he should resign. It's like, bro, you fucked up. My thing is, if the feds have enough evidence on him to get indicted, why are they not arresting him? I mean, they arrested his crew.
Yeah.
Why are they not putting him in handcuffs?
I don't know. I don't know if they're just, you know, if it's one of those start at the bottom and working your way to the top or, you know, what. But because, you know, from what he's saying, he goes, I haven't done anything criminally, you know, wrong.
Sure you haven't.
Yeah. What I've said has been inappropriate. And, you know, I'm sorry about that. Okay. But, you know, I haven't done anything criminally wrong.
You know when he fucked up? When he talked shit about Ricky Martin. You don't. Talk shit about Ricky Martin.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You know?
Everybody. Motherfucker. Everybody loves Ricky Martin.
Hell yeah.
You have to.
Living La Vida Loca, motherfucker. Yeah. He trying to live La Vida Loca right now.
Exactly.
He thinks he's a gangster, but he's going to get lynched.
Yeah.
I mean.
He thinks he's Escobar in Puerto Rico.
No, see, but that's the difference. Escobar used to help people. This motherfucker is fucking over people.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, granted, I wouldn't encourage anybody to start selling drugs.
No.
And have a cartel empire, you know, with assassins and shit. But hey.
It started out as a good idea.
That's part of the business that he's in.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in government, man, you got to take care of your people. If not, there you have it. Your people are going to turn against you.
Yeah.
And it's good to see that it's, you know, some of the people that actually voted for the guy. They'd be like, you know what, motherfucker? Nah.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. Fuck this.
Yeah. So I would stay away from the area. If you're vacationing.
Yeah.
Mind your business. Go to the other side of the island.
Yeah. Go somewhere else.
Go to the beach. Just do not get involved in the protest because you might not make it back. You know. Just like the Dominican Republic is having some issues. What is it, like 10 Americans dead right now?
Yeah.
You know, bad. In the last couple of months, you know, you don't want to be an American caught in a protest and something go down. I'm talking to you, Dean Grant.
Yeah, well, shit. I mean, it sir, ain't even
you
protest.
Stay on the other side of the island, sir.
Dominican, they're not even in protest. They're just they're in resorts and shit.
I know.
Dropping dead.
That's what's scary.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of times when you go to these places, you're like, you know, I'm in a resort. I'm safe. You know, and not so much.
I don't know about that, dog.
I don't know about that. Yeah, it's just like when sometimes, where was it? Dad went somewhere, and it was funny. As long as you were in this area, it was beautiful, and it was great. But then, you know, if you wanted to go outside the gate, they were like, you can. We don't suggest it, but, you know, you can. So they went. And then, like, as soon as you get outside the gate, there's two trucks, you know, at the gate standing there with guns. And there's guys lined up with guns. And you realize, you know, these guys are there to keep everybody on the other side of those gates from coming in to get you. And you're going to walk out to here. Mm-mm. So it's kind of like, you know what? I'm going to head on back in.
I'm going to go back.
I'm going to go check out and this stuff. I'll go sit by the beach some more. Drink a few more drinks.
Yeah.
So
that might not be a good idea, though, because if you have a couple of drinks, then you become like, you know, you get that liquid courage. You'd be like, motherfucker, I'm going to come out here.
No, not my dad. No. Dad's a happy guy.
Okay.
He gets happy and jolly.
That's good. Yeah. Where was he at?
I can't remember. I think he was in someplace in Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Narcos to come back on.
And I think it was someplace on the east coast of Mexico, too. So it was because they used to go to the east coast of Mexico before it got pretty sketchy. Because now it's like sketchy as fuck. West coast of Mexico is still pretty nice.
Man, I'm not leaving Florida. If I leave Florida, I'm going like
Atlanta,
Montana, Georgia.
Yeah.
So somewhere within the states.
Somewhere I could drive.
Who's commenting? Somewhere, I can't read that shit.
I can't either. I don't even have it pulled up.
All right. Let's see who it is.
Let me see that. And
I can't read it. Hold on. Give us a call.
I will. Jamaica. That's where he was.
Oh, he's your dad.
Yeah, it was my dad. It was Pops. Jamaica's kind of sketchy, too.
I've never been, so.
I've been to Jamaica once. I enjoyed it. We went horseback riding and stuff like that.
You brought back a pound of weed.
No. No. But I tell you, one thing I did
learn. Oh, that's right. It was Coke.
Yeah, Coke. The one thing that I did learn about Jamaica is there's different levels of sun. Like, you know, it's hot here in Florida, but we're used to this. And then you go to Jamaica, it's a whole different fucking level of hot. It's that level in Mario World. You remember the one where the sun was like trying to kill you and it chased you and shit? That's what it felt like in Jamaica, riding on a horse. It was fucking horrible. It felt like you was literally riding on your shoulders.
Mm.
And I was like, holy fuck, this is brutal. So, but I enjoyed, you know, the people that we were around that were Jamaicans were very nice. And, you know, we did have a very good time.
Everything going to be Irie, man.
Yes, they were very Irie. It was cool. It was fun. Let's see. What do we? We went horseback riding, and then we went riding out into the beach. Visited a couple things, but it was quite a drive. So we actually had to drive through like Kingston and stuff like that. So it was you got to like see real Jamaica before you got to go to the nice spot. So it was like, oh wow, it's not all paradise.
No.
Just like the first time
it's like that anywhere.
It is.
You know, like in Puerto Rico, they'll you know, when they do the tourism commercials, they show you the spots, but, you know, they're not going to show you the shithole places.
Yeah.
Every place, Florida, California, Texas, New York, every city, every state, every country's got some shithole places. Oh, yes,
for sure.
You know, so.
Yeah. But those aren't what's, you know, the tourism board's going to show you.
No, definitely not.
They're showing here. They're going to show you that wicked beach that looks beautiful and shit like that.
Bro, and by far, Puerto Rico's got some of the best beaches ever.
It does have very nice beaches. It does have some very pretty beaches.
Both.
I mean, I will be going to Hawaii this year. So, I mean, I will judge your
you're going to compare?
I will compare.
But no, you can't compare, though, because you went to one side.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't compare all of it, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to compare the beaches that I saw in Puerto Rico to the beaches that I'm going
to
see in
Hawaii. Right. You went to one.
Okay.
And you're going
to
go. You're going
to. And be, I'm going to go to. I'll compare
you're,
it
you're
to
gonna
one.
You're
going to
be
beach
in Hawaii and, for like 2 weeks.
I know.
You can't compare one to I'll compare it to the whole thing.
No, I'll just compare it to one beach.
Yeah.
I'll pick the best one and then I'll go like, okay, so compared to this one and that one. Okay,
that's a shithole.
Yeah, Hawaii fucking wins.
Bullshit. I got my money in Puerto Rico.
I don't know. The one, because we did go to a beach. There were some beaches that were around the fort.
Yeah.
But one of the spots we stopped at was like a park and a plaza. And we went down to the beach there, and it was very nice. Waves were fucking ripping. So I was like, dude, these are nice. Mm-hmm. You know, but I've been watching too many fucking drone videos lately of people in beach water with fucking sharks 6 feet from them. And I'm just going, man, fuck, I can never go into the beach again.
Listen,
bullshit.
I went 2 weeks ago. I went filming at the beach super early in the morning. That's when I took all the pictures and I took the video of my brother going into surf and all that stuff. And I couldn't see past like my feet when I just was just walking into the water. I went like ankle deep and I couldn't see anything after that. I'm like, I know there's sharks in there. And I'm like, I know, I've seen it on the news. I'm not going in. Fuck that. I was like, oh God, my brother's out there. I'm like, well, if something happens, I love you.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing back in the day.
I'll see you in heaven or hell.
They always said, you know, never, you know, if you've got a friend who's got a small plane and they want to take you out for a flight, you know, it's great, but don't ever fly over the beach because you'll never swim again at the beach. Because, you know, that was the only way you could ever see it was, you know, you would fly over the beach, you'd be like, what the fuck is that? Oh, fuck, those are sharks. Well, now, you know, with drones and everything else, anybody can fly it up, look up and be like, oh, shit, those are sharks. So I was just watching one earlier. It was an 8-foot bull shark swimming around, you know, people.
It was crazy.
Nope. I mean, the dude's literally looked like he was probably in about waist deep water. And the bull shark came within, I don't know, 5-6 feet of the guy. And the guy never even knew. And I mean, the water was fairly clear, but the guy never even noticed it, never saw it. And the shark kind of, you know, turned his way a little bit and then kept on going and then went next to some other swimmers. And what's crazy is the shark was between him and the beach part. So, I mean, he was actually in shallower water than what the guy was in. So I was like, yeah, nah.
Fuck that. That's all I got to say about that. It's
just like that video I sent, that little GIF I sent you and Miggy a while back talking, you know, always check the water. Dude, that was fucking crazy. You know, it was a video. The guy, you know, he slaps the water. It must have been in Australia or someplace like that. But guy's down there. He's like jiggling a pole in the water, you know, making a lot of racket. And then he pulls it out. And then literally within 3 or 4 seconds, you probably see, what was that, maybe 12, 13-foot crocodile?
He swam by. Yeah, oh, God, yes.
Just come right by where the guy was making the racket.
He's like, I'm never going to the beach.
Yeah. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, that's insane.
You know, I mean, we've done it in the Keys before where, you know, you pull up, you park, you dive in, you know. And about the scariest thing I've ever seen down there is a barracuda. But even then, I mean, a barracuda will fuck you up.
Yeah.
I learned quickly when I was younger because I had a little we call them tickle sticks for lobstering. But what I had as a tickle stick was just an old barbecue prong. So it's silver. And there was only, I don't know, he's like maybe 3 feet, 4 feet barracuda. He was a small one. But he was staring at me and he was kind of close. And I wiggled the stick at him to like try to shoo him away. Well, I'm just doing that with a fucking stainless steel rod. So it looked like a fucking fish. That motherfucker zoomed in and got within a foot of me before it stopped. And I was like, oh, fuck me. Just put this down here, hide it. We're cool. We're good. We're not going to do that anymore.
Stupid idiot.
I learned very quickly. Don't do that.
Hey, so I saw something pretty interesting.
Okay. What did you see?
Your boy.
Which one of my boys?
Cowboy Cerrone.
Yes. Fighting Gaethje.
It looks like he's going to fight Gaethje.
Yep. Fighting Gaethje.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a barn burner.
Yep. He posted something on his Instagram, kind of hinting that he was getting ready to sign a fight, and there was a few people that pegged it. So I guess whoever Gaethje was originally going to fight pulled out. Something must have happened. Because I think he's fighting him at 155.
That's what they normally fight at.
I thought Cowboy fought a little heavier.
No, he fought just at 155.
Oh.
When Tony beat him.
Oh, okay. But was that 155?
Yeah, and the previous one too.
Okay. I thought he fought a little heavier than that.
Before that, I think he was at 170 when he fought Mike Perry, but he wanted to come down to 155.
Okay.
Because that's where he thinks he's got the best shot at winning the title.
At 155?
Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I don't think it's going to happen. And I like Cowboy.
I mean, I'm still going to root for him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean. What do you think his chances are against Gaethje?
They're good.
Think so?
Yeah. I mean, but if Gaethje catches him.
Well, I mean, shit. It's
good night, Irene. I mean, you just saw what he did to, what's his fucking name, in the last fight. Shit, just look at what he did to fucking James Vic. Knocked him. You didn't see it?
I don't think so.
He flatlined him with one punch.
And I haven't watched so many UFCs lately. I'm getting old, man. I go to bed.
I know. I've been going to bed myself pretty early, too.
Those 1 o'clock nights are... They're rough.
Yeah. That's...
Unless it's like a real, like, I'm really interested in this fight and I'm really going to stay up for it.
Well, you know, the last pay-per-view, I was at home. So I'm like, you know, I'm okay. Even though I was in my bed, you know, watching, and I could have fallen asleep like that.
Yeah.
But still, you know, the fights were interesting to the point where I was like, no, I'm not falling asleep on this. Did you see the back and forth between... Cejudo in favor?
Yes.
I don't think that, you know, telling somebody these nuts is ever going to get old. At least for me.
No.
I find it funny.
I'm going to be an old ass man and I'll still laugh at that.
Like, you know, I know Cejudo is probably going to beat him because he's in his prime and Uriah is not quite so much in his prime.
Well, I mean, the last
But person, I'm fucking pulling for Uriah. Look,
the last dude thought the same thing. He's like, hey, Uriah's old. He ain't got no shot. That will happen.
Well, we're talking about two different caliber
true fighters. But there again, you still can't look past people.
No, definitely. I'm sure he's not going to look past them. But in all fairness, you know, he did call him out first.
Now, granted, I do remember watching that paper. That was last weekend, and the main event, the girl,
Aspen Ladd and Jermaine Durandamy.
That was a fucking fast stop. That was too fucking quick.
Man, she kind of crumbled. That pretty bad. Was
too fucking quick. Nah. Mm-mm.
I don't know. I'd rather err on the side of caution in her case because the problems that she had at weigh-ins.
Now, granted, yes.
So, you know, another shot could have hurt
her. But does the ref have to take that into consideration?
He should. Fuck it. Why not?
I think it's... I mean...
If he's got knowledge that this girl almost died trying to make weight, and he sees her get punched and crumble, and he immediately steps in, I'm like, I'm good with it.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Because, you know, you get knocked out today, that's cool, but you're going to be able to fight another day.
True.
If you get hurt because this chick came in and threw another bomb that landed even more solid,
but
your chances of getting hurt are pretty high.
True. But then I also look at it on the flip side, too. Yes. The girl almost died trying to make weight, and you stopped it with one punch. You didn't even let her. I mean, yes, she crumbled. Was she out? No.
Well,
she crumbled.
Uh huh.
She wasn't out. She hit the mat. She landed on
Queer Street, bro.
Okay. Well, still, how many times have we seen people get knocked on Queer Street and they come back? A few times.
That's true. But did they have problems making weight?
I don't know. These weight cuts nowadays are different than what the weight cuts used to be.
How is it fucking different?
I don't know. It's just, it seems like they're much harder for the people than they used to be.
Weight is weight.
It is. But back in the day, you didn't see people almost dying. I don't remember seeing people getting up on scales 5-6 years ago and, you know, fucking almost dying trying to make weight.
Maybe because the social media wasn't so high.
It could have been. You know, but still,
you didn't have, you know, like
24/7 access.
Yeah, 24/7 access where you're watching the fucking weigh-ins.
Yeah, could be.
You know,
but still, you just, you know, unless she was lights the fuck out, nah.
I'm okay with the stoppage.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think that if,
I disagree.
Okay, cool. I think that if she got hit again by Duran, I mean, the way that she got hit the first time, she could have gotten hurt really bad.
Well, she could get hurt. It's a fight. She can get hurt.
I understand, but that would have been unnecessary because the refs, you know, could have stopped it after the first one. And he did, thankfully. Mm. You know? And my thing with her is, it's like, okay, so you're cutting down to 135 to fight the champion. Why don't you just, you know, do 145? You're still going to fight the same champion because it's Amanda Nunes.
Yeah.
At 135 and 145. What's the big fucking deal?
I don't know. Maybe she thought she had a better shot against her versus Nunes. I don't know. I'm not in her camp. Listen, I'm just saying. It was a fast stop.
If you're struggling to make that weight, you know you're having issues.
Oh, for
sure. It's like, you know what? 145 should be my new home.
I agree.
And she's, you know, she's a little pudgy. I'm not trying to, you know, fat shame her or anything.
Oh, you just did, though.
What I'm trying to say is, you see some of the girls that come in at 135.
Right.
Like, say, like Holly.
Right.
She's shredded.
Yes.
You know?
Holly's also a hell of a lot fucking taller.
Okay. Granted.
Completely different body structure.
But still, it's like, yeah, man, maybe there's something in your weight cut that you're not doing right.
Well, that could be a possibility. How do you feel about Dana saying that he thinks Holly should retire?
Well, that's Holly's decision. Who the fuck is Dana to tell her to retire?
I don't know. Dana's Dana.
Yeah, Dana's the promoter. If you don't want to promote her anymore, then cut her. Let her go somewhere else. You don't get to tell her how you fought, you know, so.
Yeah, but that's just Dana being Dana.
Yeah, I guess. You know,
it's what he does.
I mean, I know that for the most part, he looks out after people.
Sometimes.
And, you know.
I don't know. Dana's one of those people where it's so easy to go back and forth between loving the guy and hating the fucking guy. Because he'll say shit where you're like, yeah, fuck that guy. And then he'll say shit, man, what the fuck? Fuck you.
So basically what you're saying is when he's on Tyrone Woodley's ass, you're cool with it. But when she's on Holly's ass because she's white, you're not.
No.
That sounded pretty racist to me. No. That's what it sounded like to me. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'm not the one fat shaming a poor girl.
I'm not fat shaming her.
You did. You did.
I'm saying.
You called her pudgy.
She is a little pudgy. Compared to some of the other girls. But she still looked good. I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
No. Just to kick her, you know, just to get it on the floor.
Well, I think that's all I had as far as MMA news. I haven't been keeping up with it too much.
Okay.
I know that there's something coming up this week.
Yeah, there's fights this weekend.
I want to say Ben Rothwell is fighting Andrei Arlovsky.
God, do I really want to watch
that? Dos Anjos and Leon Edwards are the main event. And there's like a fight in between that I also wanted to see, but I probably won't be staying up late for them. I'm going to catch him on the replay. Thank you, ESPN Plus, for having those replays.
All right. Let's see here. This is... Okay, it's a fight night, so it's going to be a free fight. So I always like those.
Yeah.
We are pulling up the card right now.
God, you should have had it up already.
Sorry. All right, so... Oh, fuck.
Well, you crashed?
No. Greg Hardy's fighting.
Oh, that's right.
Juan Adams. I may actually watch that and just cheer on Adams.
Let's go, Juan.
Fucking let's go, Juan.
We just became the biggest Juan Adams fans.
Fuck yeah. 100%. Let's go. Yeah, that is about it, man.
Who else is on that card?
Yeah, that's about it. All right.
No, you got Dos Anjos
and Edwards. Then you got Walt Harris versus Andrzejski.
Who? Exactly.
Anyway. Yep. Greg Hardy, Juan Adams, James Vick versus Dan Hooker.
Oh, that's going to be pretty good.
Okay. Sure. Alexander Hernandez versus Francisco Trinaldo.
Oh, that's right. Trinaldo.
And then
and Alexander's coming from that cowboy beating.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I'm interested to see how he bounces back because he was starching motherfuckers.
Yep, and then the Rothwell Arlovsky.
Okay, so it's a pretty good card.
Yeah, decent. That's the main prelims is Alex Cerceres, Steve Patterson.
Oh, Peterson. Bruce Leroy.
Yes, Bruce Leroy. Raquel Pennington. Adrina Aldina.
Oh, fuck it.
Sam Alvey.
Oh, Alvey.
Yep.
Smiley Sam Alvey.
Against Kildson Abrua.
Yeah.
Maxine Modif, whatever. Jennifer Maya.
Modifari.
Ray Borg.
Oh, shit.
Ray Gabriel Borg. Silva. Mario
Yamasaki.
I'd pay to watch him get in a fucking fight.
He'd be like,
fucking beat his ass. Mario Bustini. Jen Susson. And then Domingo Pilarete versus Felipe Corrales. So I never heard of those people. So yeah, I'll definitely put it on my, it'll be on the TV and I'll be watching it in the background for sure. Before we go though.
Yes.
I think we need to get all together. We need to get some of our peeps together.
Yeah.
And we need to do a movie night for next year.
Okay.
And we all need to go fucking see Top Gun.
Okay.
Do you want to go see the new Top Gun?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck yeah. Let's go see it with Polar Bear. He's amped. He's like watched the goddamn trailer since it came out yesterday.
I thought you were going to do like a movie night and we talk shit about the movie.
Here. Oh, we could do that any fucking time. No, let's go see fucking Top Gun, bro.
Man, I don't want to go to the movies with you motherfuckers.
Why?
Because I know what's going to happen. You're all going to be like,
we're going to sit there.
And I'm like, motherfucker, we're going to sit there.
We're going to have a good time.
Shut up. I'm trying to watch the movie.
Polar Bear is going to be nice and calm.
Bullshit. Polar Bear is going to be drunk as fuck. Screaming, Maverick! Give him the Maverick!
Yeah, I would never go see a movie with Polar Bear. Never. The only time I go see a movie with Polar Bear is if I could rent out the entire theater, so then that way it was just us.
I have something, and I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. It'll come to me after we fucking wrap up.
Of course watch. You'll be editing, and then I'll hear you go,
God damn it!
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
Brandon's going to be with us next week.
Okay,
Brandon Brewer from the Nest Podcast. Sweet.
I always like having him on.
And also, the Nest Podcast now has a phone number for you to call. And
leave, voicemails.
And leave voicemails so you can, call him up and give him your opinions on sports, video games, fucking sex, whatever.
Porn.
Yeah, like if you eat it out really good, if you eat that ass real good, just let them know how you do it. And that number is 904-878-5985. I repeat, that telephone number is 904-878-5985. If you guys have any comments about their podcast, anything about sports, anything you fucking want, just give them a call. It'll be funny, I think. Actually, call them when you're drunk or high. It'll make for better podcasting.
Yes.
All right. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
No, not really.
All right. I want to thank my buddy, Angel Cordero, for coming on to the show and talking to us about the crisis in Puerto Rico and what's going on down there. And I guess we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
You may have seen a hashtag that's gone viral this week. Hashtag Ricky Renuncia or hashtag Ricky Vete Ya. It's a call for Ricardo or Ricky Rosello, the governor of Puerto Rico, to resign. If you don't know what's happening in Puerto Rico, I'm here to catch you up. The governor has been under fire for a while, but the straw that broke the camel's back was an almost 900-page leaked group chat in which him and some of his bros, some government officials, some not, made misogynistic and violent comments, like when they called a New York councilwoman an expletive that means prostitute. Comments like when one of them said that he was salivating thinking about shooting at San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín. The same guy made really odd homophobic comments in the chat about Ricky Martin's sexuality and made gruesome jokes about the people who died in Hurricane Maria. The chat also showed how they strategized to manipulate public discourse in the administration's favor by working behind the scenes with local media. They shared confidential and privileged information with people in the chat who were not government officials. The governor apologized for his comments and participation in the chat, but refused to step down. Today, the Department of Justice in Puerto Rico ordered that all of the members in the chat turn their phones for an investigation. But the people of Puerto Rico, who've been known in the past to raise their voice in protest and hit the streets in record numbers, are gathering today by the tens of thousands. Projections are up to 100,000 in an island of just over 3 million to demand Rosselló's immediate resignation. Joining the march and calling people out to protest were some of Puerto Rico's biggest stars, including singers like Bad Bunny, Ricky Martin, Residente, and more. Puerto Ricans are not just protesting the inappropriate, offensive, and perhaps illegal actions and comments in a chat among bros in power. Federal authorities in the island are investigating and have already charged top officials of Rosselló's administration for corruption, fraud, money laundering. Just to give you an example, former Secretary of Education Julia Keller, who, by the way, is not Puerto Rican, she's from Pennsylvania, but was appointed by Rosselló after she worked for the U.S. Department of Education in the island, is now facing a 30-year prison sentence if convicted, and a $250,000 fine for money laundering, theft of government funds, conspiracy, and fraud. And this comes after the Rosselló administration closed over 400 public schools in the island. The Healthcare Insurance Administration director and about a dozen other members of the Rosselló administration and party are facing similar charges. In the 90s, Pedro Rosselló, the governor's father, served two terms as governor. Around 40 members of his administration faced federal corruption charges, with multiple of his top cabinet members ending up in prison. 15 years later, his son is given a second chance, and history seems to repeat itself. Puerto Rico has endured a history of exploitation and extraction in the hands of the U.S. for a century, which has resulted in a massive debt crisis, nearly collapsed infrastructure, and add to that the impact of Hurricane Maria. The last thing Puerto Ricans will tolerate now is more local corruption. That's why they're marching today from the Capitol building to the governor's mansion in the tens of thousands to get Ricky out.